Sure, I'm Jid. You're good.
Yeah, I'm Jid.
So, talk about BFG. Why do you guys always appear and disappear and like just leave us hanging and then come through surreptitiously? Is that a philosophy of the group or what's going on?
No, man, not really. It's more to do with inspiration than anything else. If inspiration strikes, we go where it leads us. That's it. There's nothing to it. There isn't anything planned. We don't plan it out or anything like that. Sometimes you sit with projects and ideas for a few months on end or years, and sometimes it doesn't gel. When it gels, we'll come out with something.
So, I mean, I was listening to some Sizzler the other day, actually. You know, some of that stuff from the 90s that was produced by Fatus Barrel and stuff. And what struck me about you guys, now that I'm just remembering that whole Sizzler rabbit hole I went into a few weeks ago, is that you guys were also on a similar mission in terms of that. Like, I mean, even though that stuff was reggae and dancehall, it was kind of, it could have been hip-hop and soul and R&B at the same time, the way those beats were just going in all sorts of different directions. Was that the conceptual idea from the get-go, or how did the sound of BFG come to be so like multivalent, like in one song even?
Oh, shout out to Sizzler, but I'm also a huge fan. But there's this one year where he dropped 20 albums. I tried to keep up. I'm digressing. All right, so okay. I think that sound of BFG owes it the diversity and the eclecticness of it, owes that vibe to the fact that all four of us can kind of like have different, like I would say, as much as we have common ground in terms of interests and our love for music in general, but we have strong inclinations towards certain genres. Like, for example, well, I can break it down for a band member, but it'll take some time. But like for example, I'm more of a, you know, I lean towards jazz and stuff like that. And Keith is more of a rock, you know, alternative music, where Soulfest is more like you know, dance music orientated, EDM, all that type of stuff, house, and whereas Nkanta is just pure rap, you know, pure hip hop. So when we hook up, you know, a little bit of each of us kind of like shows up there. So sometimes that's why even in one song it might just contain elements of all the different genres, but you know, because of the contributions. Yeah, basically that's what it comes down to.
Recording. It's the S-O-L-O-M-O. Sanbona, hello. BFG in the house like a gecko. No, it ain't techno. No, it ain't electro. Spit straight A's, take no D's like Lesbos. They box me, compare me to Cool Cat. So I told them food second came with the boom bap. These new jacks wanna tango with the guard. Two left feet, they can't even do the waltz. I'm just doing my dance. Get the album down so we can move with the plan. Drop some free joints to stay in tune with the fans. And for that I might spend 40 moons in the lab. Making beautiful tracks like this. Nothing but the truth on this wax like this. Maybe even the roof will collapse. But before they tell about it, we gon' give you the facts. Big fucking gun, multi-razor tongue, yeah. Heavyweight bars and my Zulu weighs a ton.
Weighs a ton, son.
Her movement has begun. Avert your gaze, boy, you're looking at the sun. I said you're looking at the one. I said you're looking at the one. I said you're looking at the one.
Say what?
Avert your gaze, boy, you're looking at the sun.
Oh,
And I went to one of you guys' show a long time ago. It was just after the Pop Models EP came out. You know what I noticed is that your guys' live versions of the songs were almost all of them were different to the recorded versions.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the philosophy to performing?
Of course, I think it also goes to the it speaks to us as well as what we like, as well as individuals, as well as the band members, and because we believe, when you perform live. I mean, the whole thing of just standing up, you know, up like a normal MC show where you stand up and just recite top of a beat, of a pre-recorded beat, it's kind of like not our thing at all. So it's more, it's better when you interact, it's more based on interactivity with the crowd and, you know, and what you get, the energy you get back from the crowd. And, you know, you want to translate that into a more of a visceral experience, you know, like a, you know, I'm sure you notice as well, there's a lot of call and response, a lot of crowd participation, and you know, in the whole thing, because you know it should be a vibe. I mean, what's the point of going to a show where you're gonna hear the exact same thing that is on record? You know, so it's just to also add value as well to someone who comes through, because they know it's gonna be different. It's gonna be, you know, much better, more visceral experience. It's gonna be more interactive and worth your time to go there. So yeah. That's partly why we do that. And also, I mean, we get tired of doing the same thing very, very quickly. So if you just go to every show and just perform the same track, you'll get annoying very quickly.
So what's your specific role? I know you as some kind of a engineer type of dude who can also bust rhymes, who can also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes, like relating to IT and so on. Like, what's your specific portfolio within BFG?
Yeah, well, since BFG, we don't really have like a normal, like you would call like a normal setup of a band or group, a music group, where you would have a manager and a publicist and all those things. Most of the stuff that we do in BFG, we do ourselves. So most members wear multiple hats, yeah, well, and we pride ourselves in that, because you know, we want to control as much of the vision as possible. Because you know, in the industry, a lot of, when you have many hands in the pie, a lot of people, you know, might just not get the point that you're trying to get across, and kind of change the theme and outlook. So. And mostly, as you know, most of the stuff that we do is very creative and very forward-thinking, so, and experimental. It's advisable. And for us, we thought, you know, it's much better for us to just handle as much as possible ourselves. So my role is, I do, like you said, I'm some engineering, not all the engineering. Sometimes I do the engineering, the mixing, sometimes the mastering for some of the tracks. I have done a lot of the music, made a lot of music, the beat making in the first two albums, not as much in the latter albums, as Soul Factor has taken over the role of that more often than me. And then like I said, like other members as well, you know, do dabble in, you know, like marketing, publication and all that stuff, So mine is, like I said, beat making primarily, and also mastering. I do at times, sometimes, also do a little bit of promotion as well. I mean, like with everyone else. Basically, all of us do that. So, and a whole lot of other stuff, man. You know, yeah.
Saul, right? The MC.
Yeah.
I dig his approach to MCing. You know, it's kind of like very true to like the Durban slang that you hear being spoken now. And I know he's been in Joburg for a while. So how do you think he keeps up with all that slang?
That's a very good question. I'm glad you asked this question, because I've actually asked him this question so many times, and he never actually tells me how he does this, because it's very intriguing to me as well, and I'm a band member, how he's able to not adopt, as you know, usually most cats, when they move to other places, you know, whether it's Joburg or wherever, they start to adopt the slang of, or the jargon that is used around that that area that they live in. Yeah, it's quite a gift that he has, I must say. I have no idea how he does it, but it's amazing when he does it, because it's very current. It's very much what the slang that has been used where he's from, originally from, Gwandenge, in KZN, and it's actually very current and up-to-date, like, sort of, you know, the intake, the slang is very up-to-date and very KZN. It's quite intriguing. It's something fascinating. Yeah. And I think that's part of the talent and gift. I don't know how to explain it. It's amazing. I've asked him, trust me. I've asked him many a times, like, dude, like, how are you able to not be, you know, to keep coming? But I mean, from time to time, he does come back home. So, I mean.
Do you think he goes on immersive journeys of rediscovery?
Probably comes back and does you know, a whole lot of you know, goes to discovers himself, does research or whatever. But I mean, like with I've realized, I mean, how we speak as humans, well, like how people speak, I think that it's as much a conscious thing as you want, like in terms of changing the way you talk. Because I mean, if you hear how I talk right now, like, you not say it's a guy that spent quite a lot of his formative years in integrated, or what they used to call model C schools. Because I resisted having that, you know, the accents. I actually, like, consciously worked against that, because I didn't want to have a sort of accent, or, you know, the brew, you know, the rugby, whatever accent and all this thing. So I mean, and you have people like yes, in the States, when they come back and then speak like very strong, with a strong African South African accent, the same with you. So, you know, people that existed there for a long time and they still have maintained. So I think it's much a very conscious thing as well. Like, if you want to, if you let it, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, you know, but if, I think it's something you let yourself become, you know. Should have been down, Solomon, but tell me, Billy Bot, I'm a beat some sort, and I'm a script I got. So I guess Kalagash is too slow. Lama be Mike, when I keep it calling. When you want me, Michael, Velu keep his bong, Velu kicking young, Velu did him gone. The Shona Hillers, I go say, like, see my scope. I'm dead in a show, and then be she cop. The CD, I cover say big and dull, I'm a sack nigga call, I'm a sack business call. Sell a kung a fig and a skill as none. I'm Tom and Quince, God, you ain't getting down like this. Standard that gets a stage is Fabulous Goose.
Yes.
Fabulous Goose.
Yes. When you find a jungle moon to put delay in funda, my colors and zoots of cobble. Easy, you call it. When you find fake, how you no condil. When you buy face of tune, down a little, perpetual of joy by my chain, I show you. You slum and conceal, you sabe long I fake, you leave me cobble. Paramissi to Pajango love, but she went on back and get a chance, shower, Lolio. Choop choop, blow my name, my cool dudes. But all the lazy into a jungle choop choop. Spot you sell my hits, jungle YouTube. Screw loose, new moon, true blue, huge room.
Yeah.
freezing summers, reaching under dreams of wonder. Feed the hunger, freezing summers, reaching under dreams of wonder. Feed the hunger.
Having said all that, then what does one make of, what do you guys make of the idea of authenticity? And I'm asking you this because it's become quite a bit of a talking point, especially with regards to where South African hip hop is going now. Kind of like a lot of it is going that trap route, you know, and there's some kind of pushback from some of people doing what they call new age Guaito and so on. And this discussion of authenticity keeps coming back to the table. What does it mean to you in the context of BFG?
Let me just understand the question clearly, brother. You're meaning in terms of authenticity, in terms of...
just as an idea.
As you're doing as a band, or in terms of whoever does, or whoever is doing sound, or what you should be doing as a South African band, per se? Is that what you...
I mean, obviously, every time you make something, right, you aim to make it... true to yourself. So I'm just asking, like, what does authenticity mean to you guys as a group?
Authenticity is everything. I mean, like, but like you mentioning, I speak for the rest of the guys as well. I place authenticity to yourself above anything or whatever that might be. Like, for example, some people might see if a band changes their sound and try something new that they haven't done before, as losing some authenticity, which I don't see that way. Or some might see something like a band changing their sound and following a trend. They might do it to varying degrees of success, but also I don't see that as losing authenticity. I feel authenticity is what you feel your artistic vision realized, like, fully, whatever it is, you know, whatever the sound, you should believe in that sound, and you make it truly yours by putting your experiences in it. That's what makes it authentic, you know, and also not just the experiences, but just the your approach to it, like how you create it. I think that's all that matters. Anything else is really not. There's a song by, I forget the artist, like from the 70s, that because I also used to be stuck up in a lot of the authenticity discussions, like, oh, is this real, is this, you know, what's real, what's not. And there's a very great and then as I grow older, I realize that, man, it's not as it should. Music, art on a whole, it's not as rigid as we want to think of in terms of authenticity. And you know how much hip-hop and things like that value that sort of vibe. And authenticity is you knowing what you're doing, paying homage as well to the people that have done the style. If you're trying to do something that's new, also do a lot of research, try and understand that. Go to people, hang with people that do that. And I think that's more authentic than just saying, hey, you can't change your sound, you can't follow a trend. I think that's more superficial level. There's a song, I forget the name, I'm still trying to think of the artist, but it says, trying to keep it real compared to what? I'm forgetting who the artist is. It's a 70s song. It's the line that goes like, trying to keep it real compared to what? You know, that's that. I mean, and I've seen some people, in the name of keeping it real, do some quite questionable things, like, you know, the Godfather himself, KRS-One, Master Blaster, Teacher, Wolf Forts, PM Dawn at some point on stage, and took him off stage because he felt they weren't real to hip hop, and PM Dawn had as much right to be on that stage as anyone else, and it was ugly, and it was good because I like both bands, both groups. Yeah.
Apparently there was something else involved in that argument, but we won't go down that road.
Hey, Solomon. You should have seen him. He was all freshed out like
I'm so cold like I'm walking on ice tonight. Feeling like a meal, no shining device to spice. Have my life, I'm tight. See the light rays coming out, my eyes are bright. And I'm quite made of fresh emperor texture. Less more, see the dawn making no chain or guest draws. Pimped out to the bone marrow, gold melanin. Living them stiff like cold mannequins. And the flow so evident. The tapestry of true genius strokes with no emblems. Coming out of the box like no sentiment. But the god's blood type art control. Fill the fabric of a king without the dress code. Explode on your block, brought the crush below. Undressing styles flock the core. If you're too glammed out on my block, yet got for sure.
So fabulous, so marvelous, so marvelous, so futuristic, so god ballistic. And it's so velour, so hot couture. Debonair styles, oh so hot for sure. So fabulous, so marvelous, so futuristic, so god ballistic. And it's so velour, so hot couture. Debonair styles, oh so hot for sure.
Ngimuhle ngiyaconsa ngiyakhoma ngiyincoma sondela uzombona uSolomon uzochaza megqoka igeza lesoka igagu ngengubo hlola lo mthunzi nokotino kanokusha maphuma kuyangena idudla zayifela angeke nje last down nobhuti aswe isuti yamesha isaphuzi ngasendla ngezansi ngazi nedawo yesikhumba sengwe ngathi move ngiyakutshela mase ngifakele 3-piece khala ngisho grand joe athi that's a little stitch you hotter than most nose crocker than jones is that a simiyaki cologne gabi gabi ke ungibone faka ibhantshi ngabi ibhadi ngoba leli shethi libiza gabi gabi ngivume isibali ngoba ngeke ungaqhathi usahamba ama-after party ugqoke ngathi ubathi tshale.
So fabulous, so marvelous, so marvelous, so futuristic, so god ballistic. And it's so velour, so hot couture. Debonair styles, oh so hot for sure. So fabulous, so marvelous, so futuristic, so god ballistic. And it's so velour, so hot couture. Debonair styles, oh so hot for sure.
Silisa amahleza spy. Silisa amahleza spy. Insizwa kumele utshengise impilo kancane ngokuthi shawu kotini sibani.
Out of pop models, what's your favorite joint, which is your last EP?
Out of pop models,
yeah, and why?
Out of that EP?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you restricting me to that EP? Okay, fine. Okay, just that EP. I love ABCs, man. I love ABCs. I think the beats there really, you know, mic up. As band members, obviously, we have different favorites in that album. But for me, ABCs, it doesn't.
Is it based purely on the beats?
Yeah, the groove, the beat, and also how the guys come in and how they lock in the groove and like stuff when they deliver and their cadence. Everything is it works on that beat.
But it's kind of like very like old school boogie vibe.
Yeah, very old school, but with like some elements of like forward looking into the future, sort of very electronic. That's more my vibe. Very like, you know, off kilter. There's a lot of booginess, like you say, a lot of old school stuff there, booginess in terms of the throbbing, you know, rhythmic sort of. It's a very cool beat. I like that. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but I like it the most out of pop models.
Wabanjwa wakajusulo Kababa kwa baba kuma Walatla pazama kshube Kalizandli moye Usolo shisi kwaza jingo mbile smobe Tuz can't kick it, no no bebe bole Fagi malu zobona jingo kole sondwe Babi kunze konswe Mina nabafone spam is groove so gwen Spapati si fede nga mani pema we Switches on nigga let the little dembo we I'm a 15, I'm a 10, I'm a cool I get silly on the beat this cool. Y'all get jiggy when I drop this tune. Niggas get iffy when I rhyme this hood. All the kind of shit that make the chicks go loco.
Shushan Shibobo, when you got a petal can you jingle potato? You will like another like a lama. Rumble got a spitter automatic gun now, no. What's by no door? No, gonna be BFG and this MC. Spago photo energy. Break it down, ABC. See a big ala. So, what can you do? I'm a slim ala. So, I'm a shy jingle ginsala. Stella Labus is a banifica man. How about the figure, man? So, what can you do? I'm a slim ala. Stella Labus is a banifica man. So, I'm a shy jingle ginsala, man.
Your guys' time signatures were always tough. Eh? I'd imagine Oprasso messing up a few times there or needing a few takes to kind of lock things down. I mean, I take a song like Riot as well, you know?
What are you talking about? BFG's perfect. You know, Brasso does not mess up. Like, it goes in. It does. What are you talking about? Nah, I'm messing with you. No, man, for sure. It's challenging. I mean, that's what makes compelling, beautiful art. You know, the more challenging stuff, the more challenging the instrumental or the world project beats the you know, mm-hmm. the better the outcome. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What's your favorite BFG track of all time then?
The thing is, I can't. Oh man, I'm gonna be very biased because I've made some beat. No. How could you know? You're putting me on the spot. Really.
What's the favorite one you made?
Okay, that's bad. That's better. I would think the favorite I made was it's on the first Stick Up the Hi-Fi, I think. Yeah. That has some
uh-huh.
I think one that I don't think it was on there. I think it was we released it as a single as well before even the first EP dropped, first album, and I think it features it's Bullet Flow Gangsters when we featured some Nina Simone and stuff, and it's just cool because I did a lot of vocal manipulation and stuff that wasn't quite popular at the time and quite difficult to get with the equipment at the time, and I knew when I did it, it was like, it's just from a technical point of view, it was quite something interesting.
Bullet Flow Gangsters. When? Which year was that?
Oh man, I would say 2006, 2007, around there. Yeah.
So, looking into the future. By the way, I like pop models. I like that. I like that kind of dubby house vibe. But I also like Swanky, and I also like Wunga. Obviously, yeah. I mean, all the joints are fire. You know, it seems like you guys take a lot in putting out an album. Is the process very laborious?
It is. It's a lot of back and forth and a lot of, communicating with the guys. And well, in later albums, it's less so. Starting from, actually, I would say from Pop Models, it's been much less the back and forth because we have, like, literally gave Soul Factor the full, you know, creative freedom in terms of pushing the sound as much as he feels, you know. So it's usually now it's much less so everybody's contributions in terms of that. So it's like most of the band members, the major contributors now, are when it comes to the music part, it's usually just Soul Factor. And then you would have sometimes Keith Superpower, you know, doing his thing there and also contributing some tracks. Like in the new album, there is going to be a track by him as well. By Superpower, you know, but the majority of the production is handled by Soul Factor, and we just suggest little things here and there. But before, it used to be quite a headache. And so, like you said, you like the dub and that the sort of stuff. There's going to be more of that moving forward because that mostly and the housey, dancey thing, that mostly emanates from Soul Factor's, you know, great expertise in handling that sort of stuff. So that's more, you're gonna get more of that moving forward into the future.
Shit. Bam Willis, react to this. Consider it doomsday for all you whack niggas. The gaslingers, whack rap killers. Fat track bringers, bomb like Baghdad fillers. Slang talk ridiculous. Brainstorm the Ellis scripts. Ain't for that gimmick shit. They know I'm ripping it. You'll all witness them. The raw lyricists. Wage war's limitless. The swagger so infinite. Posturpedic flows get slept on. I'm headstrong, ain't gotta prove I'm the best on. You can bank on haters keeping their vests on, but the BFG bullets tear through they Teflon. Niggas is dead wrong, 12-gauge shotties. These red page scotties let the tech spray Gotti. And we bringing that press play logic for cassette tape jackets. Yo, these heads are straight bombing.
Yes, I'm the kind of people you can step on for a little while, but when I call it quits,
they try to hotbox him like DP split smoke. Showed his true colors, let the wrist go kiss choke. Brought the purple haze, left them black and blue eyed. White lie, tell us relax where your crew died. Your brown nosing shady appeal. You're like a bunch of Pink Panthers in the Navy SEAL. Don't let him bring the fist out, Bobby Seale for real. With B-boy stamina, like what's the deal? Stop coming with that roses are red, violets are blue shit. You're not getting love, lest the crew approves it. No Greenpeace for you, it's ultraviolet violence. When you see us, call the boys with sirens. Blaze big ones till your mood's indigo. Crude with the flow, envious cast got bruised egos. Serve a nice cold dish when it's payback with K-Black. The bullet flows G from way back.
You guys decided to put Uprasol as the helm of the group, as the face of the group. What do you think is his strength as an MC?
Uprasol is very multi-talented, you know. He's one of those very rare breeds of MCs who can actually, who's good at, for example, you know, like the battling, the freestyling, and also working at concepts and just having some dope lyricism and skill sets with him, you know, and can draw from a variety of inspirations to, like, sort of cut through. With wit, you know, whatever concepts is thrown at him. So, I mean, he's a very witty, very adept wordsmith when it comes to, spoken word and rap. You know, he's a student of the game. He's been there for a while.
I mean, I know he started out as a youngster in Durban and so on.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
was doing the English thing, so on, as a lot of MCs were back then. And then he transitioned to isiZulu. How do you think he's managed to straddle those two languages that he uses? And do you think he's better at one than the other?
When he was younger, actually, when I first heard of him and met him, early 2000s, you know. He was very much, as you say, an English, you know, rapper. You know, he was very good with English and rapping and, you know, in English. And then he had already, though, transitioned, and he was from time to time to using vernacular and African languages. And I think he's equally good in both spheres, surprisingly, which is not a very common thing, especially in South African MCs, you know, where you're kind of comfortable with both vernac and a foreign language. In terms of, I think he's very multilingual and fluent in his skill in both of those languages, because he can get the same notice. He's able to be witty enough, like we discussed earlier, that in isiZulu, by using the most like up to date, most current jargon, like literally, you know, like slang that's in the street, you know, and at the same time, on the English side, be able to deliver the same sort of punch as well. I think that's why he's our secret weapon, man. Actually, not a secret weapon, because he is the face everyone knows, but yeah. It was a no-brainer that he should be elevated to be more of the foreign threat. Although we have also a king, and you know, superpower, you know, is just as adept as well. You know, yeah, it's just being a very different type of approach. But yeah, I feel is equally good, which is something very rare.
Shot, no tune, gunpowder boxes. Oh, gunpowder safety. Oh, gunpowder safety. Oh, gunpowder safety. Oh, gunpowder safety.
Tolles moment hier umsimo uyangibiza ngiyakubona uyajika ngekuthoma uyashisa uzonkoma mangiza mangoko uzongiza mazongiphoxa ungifika ngizabukhoma ngiyakudinga ihoro uzongipha mangibhora uzongifihla uyangithola masithe sogxoxa ngesitsha wena odisaris mina ngizosithola ngemile sophola ngizokhipha ubrasol uzokushisha abakhola ngiyaphimba sinomona lesintshe zeyizonda lensizo ngoba ngisoka ngiyadlisa idola ngiyalikhipha ngafoda lefika hayi ngoba ngichoma ngeklipha angiyena ufana mncane lobola ngepiece ishani lobster ngedina ufuna sethu ishofa masifika ichopa indiza khetha sisi nakho konke ongakufisa ngiyasola uyangifila please believe ubona indoda like mina ngiyasola
uyangifila
uzokwazi namanga newashi liyanxapha isikhathi siyahamba kunaplani engayizama oya uthabane nemaster amshure angasithatha upetroli izomhafa avele aphume lo mntwana angibuze sinahamba ngimbuke ngingabazi figure out ngehama athi lafe ngizokulanda wangigabha lo mntwana ma ungenasaka uzosala bozama amasaha ungabophaka ngehama ngoba kusasa uzokhala ngiyivale le ndaba yes so yes so so
call it sharp.
So tell me about Fusekani. What direction does it suggest sonically for you?
Oh, us as a group, I think the lead single, of course, when people get to the album, they will discover that there's way more variations and you know, explorations in terms of sound, like you would expect from a BFG project. But in terms of Ifusekani, it was very much, although it does sound very trappy in terms of its sound, very modern, but it is also, when it's released, people will also find out that it has a lot of our own twists and turns that we add into it, like, you know, where it sort of like expands. And the more you listen to the single, you understand the choice of the sound that we went for. Of course, it's still very much an electronic vibe that we really transitioned into and fully started owning in 2012's Pop Models. So I think it's just a natural progression of it. It is not too far off from what's currently out there, because we wanted a point of entry for people so that it will draw you in, and then once you're in, you're able to really embrace where we're trying to take you and show you.
It's sounding doper than the last one, just from your PR spiel there. But
yes.
Thanks, bro. It seems like you guys really, really wear these many hats, and we're looking forward to hearing more from BFG, obviously, you know, because we got our ears stuck on the radio. So cool, Machi. Thanks for breaking it down, and we'll catch up with you guys once we see what else is lurking in the bag there.
Yeah, of course, man. Anything you need, anytime you need to, just holler, man. You know, we always we there, man. You know.
Okay.
We are all in this in terms of, because it's more of you. If you listen to it, to this album, like as much as it's just an album, it's a music project, but it's also, we're trying to say something because of what is going on around here. You know, like around the country and what's happening, you know, around the world as well. With the state of affairs, and you know where we are as a people. So it's a very timeless project, and it's something that we needed to get out of our chest. Hopefully, other people will share in it, and they have started with in terms of like the artwork project as well that we was commissioned by Cindy, so which is in conjunction to this, because people are expressing their way of saying Fusekani to whatever it is, whether it's gender-based violence, whether it's the economy, going the joblessness, the youth are frustrated, everything is there, you know, it's just Fusekani, it's time to make things ourselves and, you know, do for self.
And Fusekani, when is the release date?
Yeah, the song's gonna be releasing the 9th.
That's my birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be dropping the single, so the EP, the rest of the EP, it hasn't been announced yet. We're still working on some on that release, but the single is gonna be out, the Fusekani single, and we have a whole campaign around it as well, leading up to the single and a little bit after the single. There's a huge campaign facilitated by our dear brother Usindi Sonyoni.
Okay, cool. So in the final analysis, what you're really saying is BFG is for the children.
It's for the children, mama, you know. It's for the children. It's the anti-victim mentality, straight up, for 2020.
So can I call you Catalyst?
Yeah, of course, man. You know, okay. That's my old school. old school. That's how you know me. Yeah, of course. No problem, man.
That's the homie Catalyst from Big Fucking Gun telling us how it goes down. So look out for the new single, Fusekani, dropping on July 9th, which is my birthday. Okay, peace, bro. Thanks for holding us down. We'll be in touch.
For sure.
And we'll talk again when the new project is out. So,
I'd love that.
Peace.
Love.
Stay surviving. Okay, my bro. Sure, we'll catch up with you guys in a minute. Stay out.
All right, man. To you. Salute.
Sharp. Peace.
All right, peace, bro.
Radio. Beats by the people. For the people.
Yep, so you know where to leave it. So do check out for the new single from BFG called Fusekani. And do check out their back catalog as well. You might find something interesting there for yourself, something you like. Because as we've said, you know, Brasol style kind of goes everywhere and anywhere. And so does Soul Faxes production, of course. And just the way this group has been thought out, you know, nothing has kind of been left on the cutting room floor in terms of where ideas can go. So thank you for tuning in this week. Soul Survivors, and we'll check you out again in the coming weeks. Do stay tuned for more from DJ Black T. I'm out. Peace.
This is a hit.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
This winter, UBRFM will keep you cozy with heat after heat, with blazing shows every day, baby. Bubbly hot mixes. The only online radio station keeping the temperature high. UBRFM, beats by the people, for the people.
This is a hit!
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
This winter, UBRFM will keep you cozy with heat after heat, with blazing shows every day, baby. Bubbly hot mixes. The only online radio station keeping the temperature high. UBRFM, beats by the people, for the people.
What up, fam? This is Adon Gill, and you are now listening to this Soul Fanatic.
France's number one soul brother.
Mm-hmm, that's that guy, man. DJ Black T.
And we want to thank you for making it possible, for being so really hip. Hipness is not a state of mind, it's a fact of life. Fact of life. Fact of life. Fact of life.
DJ Black Tea presents Soul Fanatic Frequencies on UBRFM.net. Tell a fanatic to tell another.
You are now listening to Soul Fanatic Frequencies with DJ Black T on the ones and twos.
This is Kwela from Gwani Experience. You are listening to Soul Fanatic's Frequencies with DJ Black T. Keep your head up. Vibrate high, vibrate high. Big up.